This is Carl from Web Courses Bangkok, and this is part 7 of how to become a web designer. Now, in the previous section, I asked you to have a look at WordPress.org, and WordPress.org is where you install the content management system into your own hosting, and I asked you to have a play with it, so have a look at the themes and the plugins and things like that. Now, WordPress is a very big section, and I'm actually probably going to ask my instructor, Zach, to go through that with you. But essentially what I want to tell you about is where to go from next. So you've played with your themes and you've played with your plugins and things like that. So part 7 is all about customizing your themes for WordPress. Now, when you're customizing a theme, it's always, again, a very, very nice idea to have a good idea of where you want to go with it. Don't just start playing with it. Have a very clear idea. Now, if you download a professional theme, you'll probably also get a PSD. Which means that you can go into Photoshop and then you can start making the changes, sending it to your client if you have one, or just making the changes for yourself to how you like it, and then you can have a clear idea of where you want it to be when you finish all your customizations of the template. When you're choosing a template, keep in mind that design can always be changed very easily, but it's important to get the functionality that you want. So again, that's going back to the very, very first stages of web design, which is planning out your website. So make sure that the template you do choose has the functionality that you want. Like I said, design can be changed, but functionality takes a little bit more time. So when you're having a look at your theme, you're going to probably run into something called PHP, and that's something we're going to look at in actually the next series of being a web designer. But part 7 again is just concentrating on using tools on your browser. Now, I want to introduce you to Firebug. Firebug is a developer's best friend. It's an add-on for Firefox. And I do believe you can get it for other browsers as well, and Chrome has something very similar. So personally, I use Firebug for Firefox. Now, Firebug allows you to look at the code whilst also looking at the front-end design just by moving your cursor, and you can start looking at the structure of the site behind. And that's really, really useful when you want to find out how to change something. So do install Firebug. If you're using PC, it's just F12 to bring it up. And if you're using Mac, you can just click on the little icon on the bottom right-hand corner and bring it up, and you can actually start changing it as well. So you can actually sort of look at what you want to do, and then with a little change, and you know, you can change the color, or you can change maybe the text size and things like that live on the front end, and then you can actually apply those changes later when you're doing your code view. Another tool is, now if you're using PC, you can use Dreamweaver or any sort of editor like Notepad++ or whatever, but I also use Fire FTP with regards to Firefox again, and what that allows me to do is just right click open with on a file. It'll open it in Notepad or maybe Dreamweaver. I can make my changes and it instantly uploads it, and then you, bang, you can see the changes. So normally when you're working with WordPress, you are online. Sometimes you can install it on a local server, but that's something different. But if you are online, then you can actually make the changes live, save, and up it goes, it makes the change. So that's a nice quick way of increasing your productivity as a web designer. So like I said, just have a download of a good quality theme. Hopefully it's got a PSD along with it. Make some changes to your PSD with your new homed in Photoshop skills, and then make those changes happen by changing the HTML and CSS and any images that are necessary. So that's part 7, which is customizing themes for WordPress. And in part 8, we're going to be looking at the programming languages and the functions behind WordPress. And also, I'm going to be asking Zach to do a series on WordPress on how to start going from zero to novice. So keep your eyes on our audio booths. And if you need any more information on what we do, please see www.webcoursesbangkok.com. Cheers now. Bye.